Are you an introvert or an extrovert?
People may be surprised, but I really am an introvert.
Grabe. That's so cool. Kasi the other thing I noticed about you is that you're so good at networking. We were at a networking event recently, a few days ago, and people just knew who you were. They would approach you. And like people would meet, you know, you and I, like our CEO for the first time, and then they'd hear that the CEO is working at Swarm, and they're like, oh, you work at Swarm? I know Alexis Colliado, you know?
Sorry, Dexter.
We love you, Dexter. So, like, when it comes to building network, what's your strategy when you're at an event? And how does that differ now? Like, because you talked about, I thought that our I was composing the questions earlier, thinking that the conversation was moving towards networking, but you're actually moving it towards community building, which is better, or you know, I like it more personally. And it doesn't even have to be about work. It's like you're playing Dota, you know, you're playing badminton, but these are the support system that, when I said support system in context of career, you thought about them, you know. So when you go to a networking event, what is it to you now?
So a networking event is, if you boil it down to its components, right, it's a gathering of people. There probably is some sort of speaker, like a topic of sorts. And to me, when I attend these events, I can either have an explicit goal in mind or not, right? So it also depends. Like maybe when I attend the event, that's when I come up with my goals, because I'm evaluating the situation first. Like, okay, who are the people attending? What do they do? Who am I surrounded with? So those kinds of introverted things. Right. So I've sort of accelerated my career really fast because I utilize networking really well. And what I would say for people is that don't be afraid to like to talk to the speakers. That's one. Because they were invited for a reason. And just you being vulnerable to them, getting to know them, and exchanging ideas. And maybe, you know, the way I would phrase it to my mentees is that you need to provide value to them as well. So when I was a student law president at UX Society, and I attend like a UX Philippines event, that's like my breeding grounds for hunting speakers.
Right.
And the way I approach them is like, I mentioned like a specific detail that obviously had to do, like, I needed to do some sort of research beforehand. So like I take a look at their LinkedIn, or maybe I'm a bit more hyper-focused on what's happening in the event. Like, let's say if they mention this one line or two lines during their talk, like I would reflect on that and like share that reflection to them afterwards.
Galing.
Because and of course I wouldn't be shy enough to call them like sir or ma'am. Like I would call out their name because people love hearing their names.
Yeah.
So like Nate, thanks for inviting me to this Imposters podcast. You made me feel very special when you called out that, you know, XYZ. So like just saying that to speakers work. On the opposite end, right, like you're not always talking to speakers, and this is the more likely scenario, is that you end up talking to your peers and like you group up.
Yeah.
Like you tend to group up with people you already know.
Yeah.
That's fine and all, but then it may waste the opportunity. But I can totally relate to it. So we attended Raider Fridge last time, and what I did as an introverted person was I sat in the seats right away, and like whoever was around me, that's who I talked with. And that's totally fine, to be honest. there were like serendipitous moments where you can kind of network with people in your level or people who are your juniors or people who are your seniors, and that's all fine because there's a huge benefit to humility in approaching this. Mm. Like, just because, let's say, you're more senior to other people doesn't mean you can't learn from them.
Mm.
Like, you know, the Gen Z people. I don't even know if I'm Gen Z. Like, they approach life. They have perspectives and ways of thinking that are different from you.
Yeah.
And it also matters to me, let's say, to understand that because it helps me grow a lot more, right? What else? In terms of events, I think that's it.
I think the two things that I learned from you just now and then observing when we went to raid the fridge was that the first one is come in with a goal. Even if you develop the goal when you're there already.
Mm.
And you don't have to limit yourself to like, my goal is to meet as many people as possible. Because your goal can be to gauge, like, for example, it was my first time in a long time in a tech startup industry event. So part of my goal was really just to gauge ano ba yung vibe ng mga tao? What are they like? And it's all of these intangible things that yung social norms nila and how they talk, what topics they like to talk about, ganun. And then the other one is, the other thing I learned from you is the best way to connect with someone that you don't know is to say something personal. To say something personal to both of you. And so really just summarizing your point, if it's the speaker, it's actually easy because they said stuff, eh? So you can say something that's personal to them because they literally just said it. It relates to what they said. And then if you find a way to say that it's personal to you, like, I was struggling with this, blah, blah, blah. Or even just as simple as there's someone beside you who's alone and then they're wearing a pair of shoes or a brand that you really love that's a cult following. And you're like, yo, I love that brand too. And then there's that connection. So it's difficult for me also as an introvert to connect with people that I don't know. But if I just find something personal that to both of us that I can start a conversation with, I think that it becomes a meaningful one. I think important for us to close to begin closing the podcast. No, you and I have talked about how nice vanity metrics are to have, and you can have all these credentials and everything. But then the real value is in trust. How do you build trust with people?
That's a good question. How do you build trust with people? So implicitly, I think just having a good track record already builds trust.
Mm.
Right? So you either you like it or not, you have to work on your reputation. And yeah. You need to protect your reputation at all costs. And, you know, some other people might call it personal brand, but at the end of the day, it's just your reputation. So all of your actions, everything you do, they contribute to that reputation. And here's a question. Would you rather leave your reputation up to chance?
Mm.
Or would you rather control it yourself? Because it's definitely something you can control or at least shape.
Yeah.
Not everything about your reputation can be controlled, but you can certainly design how people can perceive you, right? So that can start with how you identify, how you identify yourself. So let's say I'm a designer, and then people, when they hear design, okay, what have you worked on? here's the proof of my work, and these are my testimonials. This is what other people have to say about me. So in a freelancer sense, it's kind of working on those things. And the second thing is that just really doing great work Because it speaks for itself, right? When you do great work at anything, whether it's, you know, badminton or like your specific project for the startup or like your side project, like Nate's imposter podcast, if you do really great work consistently, people will just find out, right? And that's how you get word of mouth, that's how you get referrals, that's how you grow. And this relates to a lot about, you know, what we talked about in the beginning, like your limiting beliefs.
Yeah.
Making sure that you're well-rested enough to actually tackle these complex and hard things. And being strategic about, you know, let's say how you approach networking events, because it all contributes to who you are, how people perceive you,
yeah,
and your reputation. And so people who maintain like a high bar for themselves will have good reputations, and that invites trust, right? And one last thing is making sure you take care of your relationships, right? Nate, you and I worked on like this experimental concept, right? Like chicken.
Yeah.
And we had like 250 plus signups.
Yeah.
And people really do want to take care of their relationships and keep them warm. And you've mentioned like a core thing earlier when we were talking about events, na you will find a common point between the person and you. That's a great way to like build and maintain relationships. Like, hey, you also joined XYZ, Octalysist group framework. Like, you also like gamification. Yeah. Oh my God. you know, that's a great starting point. And also being vulnerable, right? Mm. No one likes people who are, you know, perfectionists or who never fails, or, you know, they're 100% this guy. Mm-hmm. Like, for people working on their image or whatever, this can also be interpreted as manipulative, right? But what in this sense, what I'm talking about is just being your authentic self.
Right.
So you don't need to lie that you don't make mistakes or you're not a human or you're always perfect. Like, just show who you really are. Like, show your messy sketchbook.
Right.
Show your own process. Show the things that stress you out. And more importantly, share these with people that you trust. And to me, those are people in my team, my partner, people who I've known for a long time in the industry. And that deepens the relationship even more.
Yeah. Love it. Sige. So, people are also wondering, like, if I'm not creating content, what do I do with the rest of my time? So, maybe you can help the listeners understand that that my job is real.
It's not fake.
It's not fake. I have real workmates, guys. What's Swarm? What does Swarm aim to accomplish?
So Swarm is a social network for freelancers, independent people, and consultants and experts in the tech industry. So we help you find your community, and through that community, you can find work, peer-to-peer collaborations, a sense of belonging, right? Because we're solving the working alone problem, right? So what we're working on the next few months is, let's say, you're a freelancer, and if you contract your work through our platform, you get different kinds of benefits and perks. Like, for example, like Grab credits for transportation, access to a co-working space, access to these exclusive events for our members. But essentially, Swarm is a community that cares about or believes in a fractional lifestyle, that you don't have to be imprisoned by your corporate masters. But you can decide to live life on your own terms. And whether that's being independent, working on a beach, while writing SEO oriented articles for the website, or like people who work multiple jobs who are very good generalists, or the specialist web designer who is really good at Webflow. We are the platform that will enable you to live that lifestyle.
Right.
And right now we're focusing on the the technology industry. So those are people that are software engineers, UX / product designers, product managers, data scientists, and the like.
Awesome. Guys, if you're still here listening, thank you for staying this long. And then the second one is, I have never stayed this long with a company myself, except for SmartSmart.
Wow. And congrats. Like,
all of that really just because I believe in what they do. And so if you are a freelancer, especially if you're working in the tech industry, but even if you're like a graphic designer, or if you're doing social media work or writing work or knowledge work or things like that, head over to swarm.work. I really love what we do, and the compassion that flows out of the whole team to help freelancers live their best lives, and not just ano lang, racket lang, yeah, no, but that, like, we want to provide real security and real community and belonging as well to that lifestyle. So yeah, Alexis, you're always great to talk to. I always learn a lot from you, and you're barely younger than me. But you're younger than me, but you have way more experience and credentials than I do. What advice do you have for our aspiring freelancers out there?
Freelancing is hard, but you don't need to do it alone. Find your community. And build your skill set, build your network, and do it with intensity. But don't forget about being sustainable as well. And by being smart with how you approach your freelancing fractional career, it is certainly possible, like, to live like a life of freedom and work on projects that you actually like. So yeah, we are here. Go to swarm.work.
Love it, man. And I'm so excited, as in, for the for the next thing that we're putting out that will help freelancers be more secure when they're working. Anyway, sa Telegram group natin, and to everyone who's listening, thanks for another solid week. You can join the group in the show notes. The link is right there. Grabbing the reception on the last episode. I'm always overwhelmed. Like, honestly, I don't want to ever take this for granted. It means a lot to me, so thank you. And as usual, you're always welcome to send your feedback, your suggestions, and your personal questions, as usual, to my Telegram or my email, nate.punzalan@gmail.com. For Alexis naman, who's an awesome mentor, his personal email, you can find him online, alexiscoliado.com. Everything is there. Is there anything specific that you want to push, Alexis?
Yeah, we might be holding the UX Plus conference soon. So it is the prime conference to be in for UX professionals in, you know, Southeast Asia. And we're going to be doing that in August. So stay tuned.
Nice.
And if you actually want some coaching, I do one-on-one coaching, which maximizes my introvertedness.
Yep.
And if you want to transition to a career in design, just head over to https spectre.coach.
Love it.
Okay. Thank you, Nate. This is super fun.
Alexis, thanks again for being here. And to the listener who's the three listeners who stayed until the end, thank you for staying. Have a great week ahead. Bye-bye.